Hello, West Liberty. You're listening to WGLZ, where we are passionately vocal. And my name is Heather, and here today I have Professor Aaron Massey, Assistant Professor of Geography and Planning, and we are going to be talking about the Sustainability Council and the recycling issues here on campus. Professor Massey is also the chair for the West Liberty Sustainability Council and one of the two advisors for the Sustainability Club. So, Professor Massey, can you tell me about the actions taken after Republic stopped taking materials from West Liberty?
Sure. So, yeah, thanks for having me, Heather, and to talk about this, what I think is a really important topic for us here on our campus and trying to be more sustainable. So, unfortunately, right as our new fall semester was getting underway, we received a letter from our recycling provider, Republic, that they were going to drastically reduce the recycling that they were going to collect from our campus. So instead of the single stream recycling that we had worked really hard to institute over the last couple of years, and finally seeming like we had that in place last academic year, now Republic is only going to take cardboard, which is an important element to recycle, and there's a good global market for cardboard, but there's a lot of disappointment in the amount of different materials that we used to be able to recycle here that we no longer, unfortunately, have an avenue for those materials.
Right, and a lot of time and effort was put into that, and for that to be taken away, what sorts of things are you working towards now to make up for the lack of recycling that we are able to do?
Right, so I think there's both big picture and kind of more personal, small scale kind of things, and so I do expect that as a university we'll be hopefully rethinking things like contracts and providers, and those are obviously tied into a lot of larger economic decisions that the president and the board and administrators will hopefully be looking into in the not too distant future, and maybe we can get a better or an increased recycling system, maybe similar to what we had previously. So I think that's one thing, is to still be hopeful for big picture recycling and sustainability projects, which I fully believe that our president and that the board, that they have ideas about how to be more sustainable. And so that makes me somewhat optimistic. But then also more smaller scale things like what our Sustainability Council and our newly formed Student Sustainability Club can do to keep some sustainability and environmentally focused things going on in the meantime. And so that's very exciting that we now have a Student Sustainability Club, which I think has been sorely missing. So we have an active group on campus, which is going to be really helpful in us keeping up with some sustainability efforts now that we can't rely solely upon an institutional recycling program.
Right, and what sort of advantages do you think are available now that students are having a voice in the issues that are going on? Do you think, you know, it helps that people who attend this university, that pay money to go here, you know, have an issue with not being able to recycle? Do you think that's going to drive more change now that there is a club formed of students?
I think so, and I think that is one of the main reasons why the other advisor of the Sustainability Club, Dr. James Wood, he and I spoke this summer about getting more student involvement, and because the students have a pretty powerful voice, whether they always, they may not always think that they do, but in some cases, it's good to have faculty or staff members advocating for certain things. But in other cases, the students have a really important say. And I know from speaking to President Greiner, he said that emails from students about being disappointed not having recycling anymore, he said that those spoke to him. And so I think that's a great thing for students to be able to reach out to the people who have you know, a lot of the decision-making capabilities on campus and saying, I liked being able to recycle. I don't like not being able to recycle. And so that's certainly something that we, I believe, as a sustainability council and as a club advocate for is students. If you're interested in the environment, if you're interested in our campus being sustainable, is you should make that voice heard and you should let people know that you're not happy. No one person on this campus is responsible for the recycling being taken away, but that doesn't mean that people couldn't be responsible for advocating and pushing and helping make decisions. So it was really complex what took recycling away, but having students and faculty and staff let those in charge know that, man, I really wish we had recycling back. I think that's a very important step. And so one thing that the new student club advocates for is not only getting a recycling program back, but also more small scale educational things, outreach, finding unique ways of recycling. And, you know, so even it's talking about buying bamboo toothbrushes instead of plastic ones, or getting a sustainable reusable water bottle instead of a plastic one. So those small things all the way up to much, much bigger questions are all things that now, luckily, the students have some kind of outlet for, which I think is a really great step that we've taken this semester.
Well, thank you very much, Professor Massey. Again, he's one of the two advisors for the Sustainability Club and an assistant professor of geography and planning here at West Liberty. And when we return from a break, we'll discuss about how the Sustainability Club has already started making steps towards maintaining and, you know, taking efforts to be more sustainable in West Liberty now that the recycling isn't as available as it used to be. Hello, West Liberty. You are listening to WGLZ, where we are passionately vocal. My name is Heather, and I'm here with Professor Massey, Assistant Professor of Geography and Planning here at West Liberty. He is also a chair for the West Liberty Sustainability Council and one of the two advisors for the Sustainability Club that was recently formed on campus in an effort to make up for the lack of recycling that we are now having and experiencing. So, Professor Massey, could you tell me a little bit about what the Sustainability Club has already done to improve our efforts to maintain sustainability on campus?
Yeah, so, you know, we've only met four times, and in my opinion, they're off to a fantastic start. One thing that we wanted to make sure when Dr. Wood and myself were coming up with the idea of having the student club is that it be made up of students from all across campus. And we didn't want it to just be my geography students or his biology students. We wanted to make sure it was open to, you know, the dental hygiene majors and the nursing majors and, English majors. And so that's been really great, is that it is a very interdisciplinary. It's made up of students from just about every part, from freshmen up to grad students and from all different majors. And they're coming together with a lot of really interesting and creative ideas about how to be more sustainable. So one of the first things that they planned almost right off the starting line was a campus cleanup. And this was focused down by the old reservoir, which runs back sort of behind the tennis court area into the campus woods. And in just a two-hour block, a couple of Fridays ago, they collected, I believe it was 7 bags of trash, a bicycle, some some scrap wood and metal and things. And so with just a really small time frame, they were able to do some really good work and help clean up that area, which had been used for, you know, some dumping and some things that were just not very sustainable and unfortunately making a negative environmental impact in something that's very close to us, right, our campus woods. So that was a really, I think, great way for this group to establish themselves on campus. They've also worked with one of the RAs in Beta Hall to do like a sustainability residence hall programming, and so getting students engaged in thinking about sustainability measures. They have an Instagram, which doesn't just sort of chronicle what they're doing, but also sharing tips and ideas about how to become sustainable and how to think about being more sustainable consumers. And then also doing some composting, which I know there's a lot of potential. We go through a lot of food waste on our campus from our food service and from just all the eating that, you know, the more than 2,000 of us that are here every day. And so we've actually started a small sort of pilot program with the Net Impact Group, which is Vishaka Maskey, a professor of business and economics focused. But so they're actually collaborating with other student groups to do something that kind of transcends business and ecology and sustainability efforts. And so for only being around this semester, I think the student group is off to a really, really exciting start.
Good. And their progress is going to continue, of course. And they're looking for more people, like you say, all the time. And everybody's welcome to join. So everybody that's like-minded and wants to make a difference in the environment and, you know, wants to take a stand for the changes that have been made, you know, they have a voice in this club. They're willing to join and be around other people that also want to make changes.
Right. And I think the great part about a lot of our students is their creativity and some of the what they can bring to the table that maybe other students from certain majors or from certain, you know, certain hometowns or certainly the faculty members that are involved that like that we don't bring. And so, you know, students that talk about doing creek cleanups or, you know, doing trail work. And, you know, so that gives people a connection so they could feel like they could go maybe kayak in our creeks or go hiking on our trails. And like, so that's a awesome component that some people are bringing in. But then others talking about, you know, ways to recycle products, not through like a traditional recycling, but of upcycling and donating and finding nonprofit organizations that could use certain items. And so that's what's really great about having a diverse student group. And I think I could speak for the students that are currently members is that they would welcome, you know, any student that has an interest in just things that are vaguely environmental or connected to being a little bit more sustainable. Because that person might bring a perspective or something that they've done before that we wouldn't have thought of. And so it's a really exciting, these meetings, there's I think lots of interesting ideas and certainly things that I never thought that can help us be a little bit greener, a little bit more environmentally minded as a campus.
All right. Well, if you are interested in contributing to the efforts, you can contact Club President Emily Rudy at SustainWestLib on Instagram. And again, thank you, Professor Massey, for joining me and answering questions. Assistant Professor of Geography and Planning, he's also a chair for the West Liberty Sustainability Council and one of the two advisors for the club. And it was an honor to have you here to talk about these issues so we could bring it to light for everybody.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course.